All right, we're now recording. It's gonna be a short staff meeting. I don't feel like talking too much, and also, you know, could be short. As you noticed, I put a bunch of updates in the updates section of the forums. I don't know if you know what that is. If not, it's announcements information, then updates. Let me put the map update there. I put some updates for the TTT, the Power Punt, the All Trade, and the forum. The Mumble is now featured on our forums. So we may give some people more mumble powers. I think across the board, maybe we'll give like full admin or senior admin up, mod, and then deputy head admin above admin. Something, I don't know. We'll figure out something, because since it's now publicly available, more annoying people will be coming in. And with no more annoying people, more need for moderation, kicking, banning. And we'll probably create some staff-only rooms for general discussion. So just in case you guys all want to talk to each other and you don't feel like having, you know, certain people in there, you can do that. Did a lot of changes to the TTT server. Did some changes to the all trades. TTT, you'll most notably notice the admin menu is super improved. All TF2 staff. Yeah, there's nothing you're going to notice. We did remove the baseball thing on all trade one because people were, there was like 15 people literally trying to like do as many as they could, and I came into the server. My frame rate is usually about 300 or 250 or something. It was 2. So just to give you an idea of how many baseballs were in there, I literally had to like go into the dark corner, and then I just typed in sm_kick@me, which means I kicked the entire server.
Baseballs?
Yeah, Sandman. You know.
The donator perk? Right.
Mm-hmm. So don't ever kick everyone except for yourself, unless you're me, in which case I did it, and... So yeah, a bunch of people got together and started spamming the baseball.
They're stupid.
As a coordinated effort,
and they were getting like now disabled.
And there were people to get, there was telling people to get free trial and join them. I came in, kicked everyone in the entire server, and then disabled it.
I remember when I was the only regular, and I was spamming baseballs, and they crashed the server by accident. I was the only one in the server.
I'm fed up of people using things just to abuse them.
I know. That was my favorite one as well.
You know, maybe we'll come back, but for now, I think we're a little cool down of it, just to show them you abuse it, you lose it.
Yeah. I don't disagree with it. I'm just annoyed that another one of the donator features being turned off because people can't be trusted with things.
It's sad, because it's not the majority of donators. It's the minority of that reviews it on a frequent basis.
I think we should just have a rule that if people abuse it that much, they just lose donator.
Yeah, that's a bigger discussion that requires a little bit more. So a few things I'm going to talk to individually with the TTT staff and the All-Trade staff. You'll notice I went through the staff applications. I was tired of having so many of them pending. So I've denied One Iraqi Gamer, Jelly, Chang, Rancho Relaxo NG, Little Jimmy, Turbin Tilter, Aero Nova, Corella. Those are the ones I denied. I have to process Megatron, don't know who that is, so I probably won't stay. Gabriel Matthew, don't know who that is, so I probably won't stay. And Bluestacks, don't know who that is, so I probably won't stay. I've told Milk to talk to me when he gets back. I've told Matthew the STE also to talk to me. I think Kermit also. Forget. But I think ultimately STE and Matthew the will train them, see how they do. Same thing with Milk and Chill Step. Deathblow, I want to train. Maybe. I'll talk to the staff more about that. Ebola Chan, I forget what I said. I said get Mumble. Guido, I brought up the fact that he's a nice kid. He's a bit annoying at times, especially when he talks over me or just says stupid things. But that being said, I have very big concerns because he's very young. And obviously, young staff can do a lot. We have a lot of young staff members. The majority of you in here are less or younger than 15. But you have a level of maturity, and that's why we accepted you. I think he acts his age, which is my major concern.
Yeah, Chillstep is his same age, and he acts much older.
Yeah, so like I still think Chillstep's a little immature, but I think comparatively to Guido, it's just like, I think, not a bad kid, it's just that his youth is not in his favor there. And obviously, if you disagree, by all means, post in the thread. I'm still considering it, but... It is a major concern to me because he's like, what, 11, I think?
12.
12, and he acts like he's like 12. So
yeah.
Also, like, sometimes he says things that are really stupid. I don't know why, but like, I came in the server and I told some guy, like, if you have a problem with it, someone, one of the admins joined the server, the guy said, oh, look, it's my favorite admin. They put sarcasm in the chat. He said it all in the chat. And I said, you know, if you have a problem with a staff member, you should still treat them with respect if you can work it out. And then Guido's like, that's the calmest I've ever seen you deal with a Wolfburger. I'm like, well, I don't think I've ever yelled at anyone at both the wolves. Generally, I use the mic, but I don't think I've really lost my cool, whatever, at least recently. But overall, I just think he's a bit too inexperienced to do it. I'm just gonna move all these staff apps. We processed all of the pending reports that I saw. We marked a shit ton of people, so those appeals will probably come in sometime soon. I saw a lot of people. Sorry, I'm just trying to do things at multiple times.
Joe, do you know that one report with sodium?
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, he said he doesn't have the uncropped version.
Yeah, that's problematic. I may be able to give a guy a caution, I don't know. But even then, it's kind of hard to do. We processed almost all the appeals, although almost all the reports. I think we did both, actually. Staff reports, I think there's like two more came in, so I'll have to deal with them. We're pretty good on backlog. I'm pretty happy with ourselves. I got rid of the staff backlog, and we got rid of the reports and appeals backlogs. So both of those are pretty awesome. Overall, you guys have been doing well. Big Noob and Andrew aren't here late is, but overall, I've had a talk with them briefly about their goals and their priorities. I think they've been doing better since then. You know, we got a lot of stuff done thanks to bots, Rami, and Skipper. I think they're going to try to get the Ultra 1 map update out soon. Hopefully today, if not with the Spycraft thing, but at least a version of a map sometime soon. Just FYI, please, for the Ultra staff, you saw that there was lasers around the boxes in the Spycraft?
Yeah.
Correct?
Okay. Yeah.
That's crashing people. It's crashing admins. So what we're going to do is, if any of you remember the disco room, we're putting those kind of blocks in there. So instead of a laser, it'll be like a tile, and it'll change color, the symbol, the differences.
There you
go. That way, it won't crash staff members. So that's the biggest thing that we care about.
I'm going to be doing in a bit with the help of Brammy if he's around.
Yeah. I'll see if I can get Skipper on. TTT wise.
Sorry, Skipper isn't on it. We can still do it. I'll just write a script that he can include at a later point.
Mm-hmm. Worst case now, I'm going to talk to TTT after this. What did I have? I mean, overall, you guys have been doing a decent job, so I've been happy about that. I'm sorry if I've been so busy. I have been extremely busy. Staff events, I told you I was going to do them this week, and I'm going to try tonight or tomorrow. But it's looking like it will be pushed back, and I apologize for it. Just, I'm super busy. And so, it may be tomorrow, and if it's not, well, maybe tonight, but I'm highly doubtful of tonight. But it'll probably be tomorrow, or it'll be next weekend. And I apologize for the delay. Just, for the most part, you guys have seen what I do in a day, and I think you guys can all give me some slack on that. But I hope you can. Otherwise, you're heartless bastards.
Otherwise, you're fucked.
Well, I mean, I understand you're busy, so there's not a big problem for me.
Yeah.
Prop hunt's fixed, by the way. Anyone wants to play prop hunt?
Yay.
Hey, every time I think of prop hunt, I think of moose.
There's four people on it, usually. Some people on it. Does somewhat well. Every time I fix prop hunt, I think of moose. Although I fixed it permanently, I think. Knock on wood. I literally just did knock on wood, if anyone actually heard that.
I heard it.
Mods, I'm going to have you spend some time with, I think, Bax, if he wants it, and some other staff members, maybe Rami and whoever wants to do it, and teach you guys some of the nuances in terms of, how do I say this? it's kind of like judgment nuances. Some of you guys are a little bit Nazi-ish, so I kind of want to pull you back from being Nazis.
What's Nazi-ish?
Some of the mods.
Oh.
Hey, Joe, today I made a guide on the event stadium map for everyone. I just posted it in the staff forum, actually, and tagged you all. So it's a 19-minute video. I go through the events map and show everything and show people how to do stuff. And
a 90-minute video?
19.
Oh, holy shit. I was going to say, I am not going to watch that.
No, it's just a guide I go through, show everyone where everything is, the control rooms, what stuff does, and yeah.
But the Max, room. I think with that also, in terms of the event server, I think what you could do possibly with that, Bax, is basically go back and find every single person that was active and wasn't a piece of shit in Jag and Asbo and bring them in. Possibly be staff. Because, you know, even if they're not running events in there, you know, like running events for fun or just having people warm bodies in that server, that's what's going to help with activity. Not just like items, you know. I'll go in a server and just talk to people for an hour and the server will fill up. Noted, I am the owner of our rooms, so when I join servers, people are more likely to join. But that being said, I think an admin can do it. And you know, when I was an admin at the community that shall not be named, it was possible to do it then too. Some mumbles on that thing. Thank you, Remy, for the video, by the way.
That's fine.
I'm gonna briefly bring up the things that you talked about back in that message. Because I think they overall. Some of these things I'm going to just have to. I'll probably just ask you to post on the management staff on Bax. I'll just mention a few things that I want to bring up. Here's the one that was there. So, I asked Bax to bring up a list of things that he thought were important to talk about and mostly for the management staff. However, this one kind of rings true for all of you. And I'm just going to read what it says. I'll read part of it. Following up on jokes to a stupid extent. I'm just gonna editorialize on it. So some of you guys, someone will make a mistake or do something, and it becomes a joke that you never let go. I understand inside jokes. We all have them. Slate and I make fun of the fact that he sounds like Batman. A lot of you guys will probably join up on that. So, like, you know, Are You Sure and I, he's my son because of that joke. You know, we have a lot of different inside jokes. Some of them are more mean than others. Babe Ruth gets called Rocky because of his
I knew you were gonna say
previous
that.
Thing. It was just an easy one to bring up. Adrian, we bring up the fact that he got hit in the face with a TV, which is pretty funny to some of us.
What?
It's a long story. Let's not go into it. We have all these different kinds of jokes that go on. And, you know, that's fun to an extent. The problem I have is with someone makes a mistake one time, and then you guys haunt them about it. Because there's a difference between joking around and haunting. Like, good example of this was the trash cat said something, and you guys wouldn't let go. What was it? I forget. Not sure if you guys remember. Okay, sure, you probably remember.
Probably what?
Trash cat said something, or somebody
you
said
mean
something.
The one with Noob?
What would the noob say?
No, he fell asleep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Went to say, I'm going to go get dinner. I'll be back in a bit. He fell asleep. And then didn't come back. And then you guys teased about him every day for a solid week. And I finally, like I said, like, enough's enough. And I weemed you out for it. Or I made it stop. Like, that's the thing. I will do that if it gets to the extent. I understand joking around. And if you want to bring that up once in a few times, that's fine. But bringing it up in almost every conversation we have is just irritating. Like, I understand it's funny to you, but at the end of the day, no one deserves to be made fun of 24/7 for every comment they do. Like, even the things that weren't related to me was amazing to me. You guys would find a segue, albeit a stupid segue, from whatever conversation was going on to Noob falling asleep. So that was kind of dumb. And it was actually very dumb. So stuff like that. And also, picking on people because of their, you know, idiosyncrasies or things that we, you know. Like, obviously, Atari says GG a lot, and he says it all buff, and it's irritating to an extent. And I make fun of him sometimes for it. That's fine. No offense, Atari. If mine are joking around, it's fine. If Atari doesn't take offense from it, I'm not meaning offense. That's fine. But if you're going to constantly berate someone for what they do, that's where you run into a problem. Some of you guys berate Rami about his map-making skills. I know some of you see me do it, so you think it's okay. But Rami and I have an understanding. Rami knows that when I'm insulting his maps, I'm really complimenting them. Because he is, you know, he's the best mapper we've ever had work for us. And he gets things done consistently. He's dedicated. And even when he was about to go on vacation, he stayed up an extra 6 hours in the morning to get the map done before he had to go on a plane. He gets things done. He cares about the community. And he does a lot. And a lot of you can learn from him.
And the latest map is a damn well-made map.
Exactly. And the moon base is brilliant, it's beautiful, and it's well-optimized. And Rami is, like, crying right now with all the compliments he's getting.
really bad, Rami.
So, we also insult him to keep him humble, so he doesn't think he's too good, and then he goes to some other community. But I want you to realize that, because you have to... Exactly, that'll last until the end of the year. Dumbass. Oh, I'm kidding. But I want you to understand, like, don't just think, oh, Joe makes fun of Rami sometimes, so I can make fun of him every day for the rest of my life. Like, that's not how that should go. And, I think, and the big thing is, if you were to make fun of other people, you have to be able to take it back. So don't get offended. We had problems in the past where staff members would say horrible things to people and then get offended if anyone made fun of them. I won't bring up a certain person, but there was a certain staff member we had who was slightly overweight. And when I say slightly, I mean very. And they're very sensitive about it, which we understood. They said, can you not make jokes about it? I said, okay, we'll not make jokes about it. However, then they would make jokes about, like, just one that comes to mind, the Boston Marathon bombing, the day it happened. So... And they would bring up things. So I think one day they made fun of the Boston Marathon bombing, and I was pissed off because I thought my cousin was in it, and she was supposed to be. I said something to him, and I shut him down. So the moral of the story is: don't go after people unless you're willing to, joke around. It should all be in jest too. You shouldn't be saying something to insult people or to hurt someone's feelings. Like, I don't sit here and insult all of you guys for the things that you do. Sometimes I'm hard on you, sometimes I'm softer, most of the time I'm just joking around when I, insult you or screw with you people. Because that's what we kind of have an atmosphere of going around, a lot of joking around, a lot of screwing around. And that's just how things work. And it's nice, because at the end of the day, I think we're very close because of that. We all get along, we all joke around, stuff like that. I like that aspect of Harpoon. I can make fun of Dokushu and the fact that he just used undistinct as a word.
It's a word now, I swear.
It's not a word. It would never be a word.
This is like the argument last time about the Middle East being a nice place.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Okay. Let's not go on that tinge during the mumble recording. This meeting will go
It wasn't
20
the Middle East, it was Afghanistan before the Russian invasion.
Yeah, it's a nice place, air quotes. just lost my tent. I lost my train of thought. But overall, joking around is fine, but just don't get to standard. Don't let it become like the entire conversation. That's basically what I'm saying. Like, I understand all of you pretty much have been made fun of, I would imagine, in school. But if you haven't been made fun of, you don't belong on a computer. I don't know why you're a nerd. You should go play sports.
I play sports.
I don't get fun of them.
You don't get made fun of? Kidding.
Not at school.
I used to.
Okay,
everyone, quickly, make fun of... No,
yeah. No. Everyone make fun of Flamey.
No, but my point stands that everyone has had someone make fun of them or joke around them, and then, gets old over a long time. Even if it's just one small joke, it's fine. But if it gets to the point where you're berating someone or harassing them, it's not okay. If you haven't been bullied or haven't been made fun of or someone's made fun of you, you're lucky. I guess you're one of the 0.0000001% of kids that play computer games that isn't made fun of. Don't worry, Flamey. We don't judge you.
Flamey, don't feel left out of not being bullied.
It's a good thing if you're not being bullied. Although, Yeah. We judge in secret. Let's all have a staff meeting after Flamey leaves.
Okay. Wow. Oh, wow. I'm going to stay here all day.
Go ahead. Be in server all day. Yes, my plan has worked. So, overall, don't let things become... Inside jokes are okay. Joking around is okay. Harassment's not. Pure and simple. And I've seen it a few times, so I've kind of thought it was important enough to bring up. Don't get angry in the server. I wrote a guide a long time ago. It's called, the admin... I think it's Helpful Tips for Admitting. Some of you have recently seen it. It's honestly one of the best guides I ever wrote. And that's not me saying it's a great guide. Go look at it. I'm, EO Jesus. It's me saying I have a decent amount of experience in admitting. This is what I have learned over the years. And I'm giving you an example. So I really suggest you read it. I think, to me personally, it's a great guide. I don't know if you guys like it. I mean, I imagine you do. But overall, it will definitely help you. You can definitely learn from it. If you want, talk to me sometime. Ask me to, sit me down and ask me some questions. Ask me anything. I'm not going to think you're stupid. Unless you ask me something really, really stupid. And, maybe I will think you're stupid. But don't ask me, hey, Joe, what do you think Keys will GG? And then I'll, I'll be stupid.
Joe, who closes the bus doors when the bus driver gets off?
I don't even know what that meant. I was so confused. I was like, what the fuck?
It's
like
this formula question.
It's Jesus.
Did you like Google the answer box?
I have auto-closing ones. Also, you can close it manually. As a person that takes the bus every day, I know. But anyway, point stands. Going back on topic. Overall, really learn from the staff above you, and don't think that staff below you can't teach you anything. I learn from the people that are mods and junior admins and admins. I learn a lot. Don't think that you can always know it. That one day you'll know everything. You'll never know everything. It's just not possible. But the best you can do is always try your hardest and do your best, and that's all I ask. And to be not dumb. That's another thing I ask. That's pretty much all I have for that. Trying to think if there's anything else I need to talk to you guys about. Oh, RG guys are causing problems. So if someone else with the tag RG comes in the server and causes issues, treat them as normal, but just kind of have an eye on them if you see someone.
Yeah, and they're inviting members from HG, persuading them that they become admins or in their group and everything.
Who's RG?
Rival Gaming. They use our same tag except with R instead of H.
Oh, original.
Wow.
I know. They came in here and called Thu a poo. they came in and then he changed his name to Thu HG-asshole.
I love this. I just went on the source bands. It's like Thu HG-asshole. Then I went on it. And it's like three other names. It's like RGA, Mr. Rivalry, permanent ban by EOJ Charlie. Oh.
Alright, so. That. What else? Does anyone have anything to talk about?
Mm-mm.
You guys never have anything to talk about.
Is there an unusual server?
Yeah, unusual server? Question mark.
Not until we get enough staff for it.
Is there going to be any more donator perks? Because I think people are going to start questioning if a lot of the donor perks are just getting lost. Because I think a lot of this got removed, the Sandman. People are going to start questioning the perks if we don't have enough.
There aren't 30 plus perks anymore. I'm sad.
We still have more donated perks than any other community on TF2.
I'm very confident it's still 30 plus.
But most communities only offer one name color, maybe two different chat colors, resize me, and
Robot. Reserve slot.
Some communities allow the donators have god mode and no clip, which is
ridiculous.
Well, what happens if we made a thing with god mode, but
But
you
can't why?
Be abused.
No.
But like, you can't kill people at the same time.
No.
But why?
And you go through.
Yeah, somebody.
People, I don't know. It'd
somebody,
be a cool perk.
Somebody on.
So you want to give them no clip and god mode?
No. I said if they had god mode, so but they can't kill anybody and they go through people. So
if they really if they want that, then they just turn into a ghost.
Yeah, we already have that.
Yeah, bumper cars.
Oh yeah, that's one thing that
I saw that
kinda
on
Unusual interesting.
Servers.
On yeah, they have that on TF2 Trader, but I have a feeling if we had bumper cars, it'd just be a bunch of donators just driving around in bumper cars all the time.
No mode.
Puts them in a padded room
good.
And only lets them hear themselves.
I remember somebody in the server was saying that there should be a unlimited bonk ability.
They're crazy. If they can't handle Sandman, they can't handle that.
So pretty
they used
much
to be
God.
Bonk on All Trade too.
Well, they forget that you can use the you can taunt kill people still.
God damn it,
Jurati.
Permanent Jurati. Oh god.
Hey, can I get an actual admin onto All Trade 2?
Actual admin?
Like, not mod?
Mod Junior.
Like, ban person?
Ban person.
Alright, thanks, Trash.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Bans make portraits.
No.
Well, I gotta go, you guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I will.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the most off-topic recording, I think.
Yeah, is meeting still going on?
Yep.
I guess so.
There should have been the grappling hook. How's that causing issues?
You can
Scott said grappling.
To, yeah, you can use it to cause issues.
Loads of abusive.
Like spike in the spike wrap, in the boxing ring.
Oh no, the boxing.
Yeah, it's a few things that you could do.
It's like actually Spider-Man, the first movie when Spider-Man was just jumping around.
Is
yeah,
it possible?
So.
It causes more problems than help, to be honest.
If we want to add it, we would have to, like, block it in certain areas, we have to configure it, we have to change things, we wouldn't have to, we have to change how the donator works, how the gravity works. Like,
you
it's
can
possible.
Disable the jetpack in the boxing room, can you do the same thing with the grappling in some areas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's also, like, we want to add the grappling hook, and then have to take, like, 50 hours of work.
We'll have to put in loads of triggers on the map to prevent it from everywhere.
Is it?
It just causes more problems, and it's like, then it gives back.
Is it possible there is a way that there could be a bumper car room, but you can only use the bumper car if you're in the room and not out the room?
Donor room? You may expand?
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, it could also be something only a donor could have access. To like maybe you can only get there using a donor teleport command.
Yeah,
that maybe only
possible?
Use it like inside the donor room.
We can have a discussion about that. Post a thread on the forums if you want to do the for the grappling hook thing and for the
improvements on
for the
ways
no,
down.
No, do a new thread for it. Do a new thread and we'll actually discuss it in that thread. I think there's a few other reasons we have for the grappling hook. Just not remember them all. Trying to think about what other stuff I need to do. There may be some changes to the forum soon.
An unusual server.
Post a thread for it.
Shall I do the threads? Or...
Well, technically, there are already unusual servers. I mean, you have to tag in it.
Is someone already doing the threads, or shall I do them?
A server just for unusuals, you know.
We would need a map for it. We would need a staff for it. We need a dedicated group of people to do it.
I'm actually very interested in that ArcRP server idea.
That's not happening. Well,
yeah, okay.
The problem with that is that requires, like, you would need someone who's as active as me and has enough knowledge as me to run that. Because ArcRP servers are like...
RP? There's so many rules of that.
ArcRP, like, the amount of work I have to put in that is like 10 times the amount of I would have to put into TTT.
Alright.
There's so many ways to abuse. I think...
I noticed that Dark RP servers are really hard to run correctly. I've just noticed that most Dark RP servers I've been in are just so terrible.
I know the admins get pissed off, so one time they just do something horrible in every server I join.
It's a pretty awful server to run.
No, but I think they have to do a lot. Like, I saw this admin ever since I got on and got off and then came back on. He was there for like 12 hours. He said there's no other admin, honestly. He decided to stay on. And he started abusing.
Yeah, like I said, it's a lot of work, and we would have to get, like, we need at least, like, 20 staff members just for that server. So, if you want to start collecting names...
he gives you a list right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of work. Plus, like, all the add-ons for it, it's thousands of dollars. You would need donations for it, you would need... There's a whole, you know, cornucopia of things that would need to happen.
And does anyone here actually know how to play Dark RP?
I do.
No one knows what it is, that's the problem.
I hate Dark RP.
I played it once, I was a police officer, everyone killed me because no one likes police officers, so I stopped playing it.
Wait, is pretty damn accurate.
Are there Dark RP servers right now, out there?
Yes.
Of course, there's
like thousands. Good? Are they good or bad?
No, I don't know about that.
Realistically, we can make any server better.
Anyone can go around, DMing. This is terrorist.
Before we make new servers, we have to think about our events and prop hunt.
How did you even do this?
Well, I mean...
She's a horrible person!
What did he do?
I can't believe it worked!
Oh what my happened? God, we can't say this in this meeting. No, 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 the staff meeting recording's off. Nothing else is going to be said. Anyway!
Turn it off.
Okay, real quick before the staff meeting ends, you're all doing a good job. I'll talk to you more on a server basis about what you can improve. Ending staff meeting recording because we're about to do something horrible.